It is now 8:30 a.m. on Friday, June the 20th, 2018. This is a call of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. Good morning, all. I'd like to start off by finding out the commissioners that are on the call. I'll do a roll call, if I may. Commissioner Baker? No. Commissioner Keeney?
Present.
Is that you, Jay?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, it's kind of quiet on my end. Chair Smith? Chair Smith? David, excuse me, Commissioner Graybill? Mr. Thorburn is on board. Commissioner Hosemiller is on board. Commissioner Keogh, I don't believe, is going to be on the call. Is that correct, Emmy?
That is correct.
Commissioner McIsaac, you are on board.
Yes, sir.
And I'm present, so we have a quorum. Director, can you announce who else is on the call? And then I'd like to suggest any other participants on board can put their phones on mute so we can get the business done in the correct manner. Joe?
Yeah, good morning, commissioners. Thanks, Mr. Vice Chair. Here in the NRB, we've got myself, Ron Warren, and Alan Plus.
Commissioner Baker is on board, too.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Okay. Agenda item A is the listing status of two non-native African clawed frogs, and this is a decision. Presentation, please.
Great. This is Alan Plois. I'm the Aquatic Unit, Aquatic Invasive Lead to the Department. Thank you very much for allowing me to present this information to you. Mr. Rudnick has submitted two petitions to change the classification of Xenopus clivlii. The common name is the Eritrea or the Paracas clawed frog, and the Xenopus amieti, which is the common name is volcano clawed frog. These are often lumped together as called generically the African clawed frog because their native home range is in Africa. The change the classification from a prohibited level 3 species to a regulated either a type A or a type B species. The classification system has changed in the past few years, so the petition that he had used is a little bit different. The information is in there if you want me to go further in detail. I've also provided the definitions by statute of what an invasive species is, what a prohibited level 3 species is, regulated type A and regulated type B. Specifically, a prohibited level 3 poses a moderate to high invasive risk. That's the criteria we look at. Mr. Rudnick states in his petition that change is necessary to protect native Washington State amphibian population and rhinovirus, which is a very virulent including which is also known as chytrid, and B-sal, which is a new viral infection that's we're trying to protect species, native species from. Another reason is to allow for the far superior educational experience offered by observing transparent tadpoles, which are the specific features of these two species that he's focusing on. And C, to raise awareness of declining worldwide amphibian populations by literally showing teachers and students how to save, to save a near threatened and dangerous just want to reiterate that in his work, he's the owner-operator of Three Rivers Mail Order Corporation, and he sells his species through his Grow a Frog and Life Cycle Kits. I've included a handout of some web screen shots of those kits if there should be in your packet. The supporting reclassification by Mr. Rudnick is based on the following main points. Those species do not meet the high invasive risk threshold that we have. His frogs are all captive bred and isolated from other species. So even though the species are, as he calls them, threatened, his are all captive bred, so they're not using wild stock, and they're not depleting those. He asserts his frogs as pathogen-free for the following major amphibian diseases, which is the chytrid fungus, the rhinovirus, and salmonella. These species meet the educational needs of students and K-12 teachers for tadpole to frog metamorphosis curriculum requirements. His frogs are only available as a direct purchase to schools and homes that avoid the potential cross-contamination with other species that you would get, like on other order, you know, biological supply systems or pet aquarium stores. He says that educators, including the science, technology, engineering, mathematics coordinators, and school district directors on these grow frog kits to facilitate education and foster responsible learning. The use of these kits reduces invasive species and amphibian disease risks. He asserts that a blanket prohibition of all species of Xenopus, which is our current classification, it covers all species of Xenopus, is unnecessary and, in his opinion, harmful to native amphibian and salamander populations in our state. And finally, he says that use of alternative frog species, and specifically looked at the African dwarf frog, which we classify as regulated, so they would be available for use if they were untenable due to risk of spreading diseases, as well as they're just not suitable for the types of experience that he believes is important. So in reviewing this information that Mr. Rudnick provided, very detailed information, we have, again, we want to commend Mr. Rudnick for his interest in providing a superior educational experience. He's taken some really important steps to prevent the spread of invasive species and amphibian diseases in his work, and his explanation of the benefits of these species are commendable. I think he's really trying to do the right thing by providing, you know, these species. However, we have distinct concerns about changing the classification. So in discussion with Mr. Rudnick, we offered, and there's a letter attached that was dated August 18th, 2017, we could get a permit for the use of these frogs if the permit was to a school district or another facility. We could not issue a permit to Mr. Rudnick and his company. We would have to, because our current WAC statutes require us to only issue this permit to places that have secure facilities that can make sure that those species don't get released, and including any of the water or habitat materials that they would be included with. So we offered that, and to date, no institution has submitted a petition for use of the species that he's on his petition here. So there's also, Mr. Rudnick acknowledges two major reasons for the department staff concern. He states, and I've noted where pages on his petition, but he says, we can supply non-native pathogen-free tadpoles. However, due to commingling, the effort is moot if our pathogen-free frog is housed in the same tank as an infected frog. So he has no control over, once his product leaves his business, he has no control over what happens to those frogs after that. And again, that's part B. They have no, he has no end use potential. There's end use potential for release and he specifically states it is simply reality-based that some people are releasers and that the frogs we supply are going to be released. These are major concerns to us. He also provides evidence that the two species are not invasive in Washington State, but the evidence is based mostly on his personal assessment. Reminder that our Department Policy 5310 for managing invasive species states that prevention is the gold standard when dealing with invasive species. The precautionary principle, and they've already been prohibited, and we want to try to keep them prohibited unless there's really, really strong evidence to tell us otherwise. There's another species of Xenopus that were previously considered not a high invasive risk in Washington State. That's the Xenopus laevis. And currently they infest 6 known water bodies in the state, and we have removed over 6,000 of these from those areas, and it's cost the department over 3,100 hours of staff time and over $200,000 in total costs to ourselves as well as the landowners in the immediate vicinity. Suppliers give you more information on that. So lastly, there's no standard criteria or process to add, remove, or amend species on the prohibited or regulated classification list or resources to meet the legislative directive under RCW 77-135-0305 that states prior to or at the time of classifying species by rule as prohibited or regulated, the department, in consultation with the Invasive Species Council, and this is the Washington Invasive Species Council under the Recreation and Conservation Office, must adopt rules establishing standards for determining invasive risk levels and criteria for determining beneficial use. So my recommendation is that the commission deny the petition request, and citing that our policy is prevention is the gold standard, that an alternative pathway is possible for limited use of these species for scientific research or display. That reclassification opens possession, sale, transfer of these species to all Washington citizens and vendors worldwide. So it's not just we can't limit it to only his company sells, opens it up all the way. We're currently expending significant resources to deal with an invasion of another species of Xenopus. And lastly, the department does not have the resources, standards, or processes directed by the legislature to research and address invasive risk on a species-by-species approach. I'm happy to take any questions.
Are there any questions from the commission?
Yes, this is Thorburn.
Commissioner Thorburn.
So what is he doing now? Is he, it seems that he's been selling this product, or so it's out there?
His product is available online. I believe his website states that sale of this product to Washington State is prohibited at this time.
Okay.
And he does sell his product to other states where these species are not prohibited.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
Question, Commissioner
McIsaac?
Just to be clear on that prior question, this is also one of mine. So this individual is outside of Washington State boundaries, therefore that's how he's eligible to have some in his possession at the moment?
That is correct.
Okay. The other question has to do with the standard criteria that has yet to be developed. Absent any work on this, this would seem to be a perpetual no, a perpetual reason to say no. So my question is kind of a budget question. This is a legislative directive Has this been in a legislative budget pact in the past and specifically denied by the legislature, or is this something new? You know, I'm kind of a new guy here. Is this something new, and this a budget request to develop these criteria is in the current one that we're going to see here at the August Commission meeting?
So this statute was adopted by the legislature, I believe, in 2014. We had a budget proposal. Part of that, it was the policy part passed, the budget part did not. We have submitted other budget proposals since then, but not specifically to address, well, it would be part of a comprehensive piece to address this. It wasn't specifically called out in that package, to my recollection, but there would have been sufficient funds to follow through with completing this assignment. At this time, there are no recommendations in current budget requests to fulfill this.
Okay, do we have a motion from the commission?
Commissioner Thorburn, I move deny the petition as presented by staff, and if there's a second, I'll discuss the motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So if I may, Commissioner Thorburn again, my reasons for recommending the denial are actually contained in the summary sheet, but principally, prevention is the gold standard when dealing with invasive species, and given that we are unable to do the kind of research to understand the invasiveness of these two species, and we do have experience of serious invasiveness with another Xenopus species, I think the precautionary principle prevailed. Consequently, my motion.
Any other discussion from the commission? Do we have a motion and a second? Call for the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you all. Item B is a meeting minute approval, and this is also a decision.
So, Vice Chair?
Yes.
This is Warren. Bring to the commission's attention that there were two petitions, and I'm not sure that the motion clarified that there were two. I want to make sure that we complete our business here.
The motion is for both petitions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay,